Did you miss us?
Guess what time it is?
I don't know. What time is it?
Wine 30.
Is there even a thing called wine 30?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it should be wine 40 since we're in our 40s. Cheers to all of our followers that are back for episode 2. Today we're going to talk all things owning a warehouse, being your own receiving company, and what that means to interior design. So, first off, let's just start with the fact that we talked in our last episode about how we started our business from scratch. We worked out of my dining room with our kids. Moving forward, we now have nannies. Part-time nannies. We're working out of...
We shared it first.
We did share. We're working out of my husband's office, which was at a warehouse. And we probably... How long did we think we stayed in his office for before we moved into our own?
6 months.
It was a little bit of time.
It was like 6 months, but he was probably very, very sick of us.
Yeah. Especially with how much we talk and like we're just
obnoxious.
And we
had clients come in there too and they were like.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think the craziest memory that I have in the beginning was that there was no bathroom. And mind you, it's my husband and all his workers, which are all males. Men. So like they can go pee in a cup or, you know, a water bottle, whatever. No big deal. Christine and I were like, we have to go to the bathroom. Where's the restroom? And Chris is like,
Do you have a flashlight on your phone? Because there was no lighting either.
No. So we literally, I'll never forget. He took us to where the bathroom was. It was in this tiny room that was all crumbled bricks and there was a little hole in the floor. And he's like, yeah, that's the toilet. And we were like, wait, what? Yeah. You guys, we literally used to pull our pants down and squat into a hole and go to the bathroom. That's where we peed. Literally.
Like in China. Like in the worst part of China you could ever imagine. Not like something like they have like at least like a little, you know, a hole and it has like something there and you could flush or something. There was no flush.
There was no toilet paper. There was no nothing. We were drip drying.
There was a hole.
It was a hole. And we used to hold the phone, go to the bathroom, and then pray that it didn't get all over the clothes.
But we also had to pray that the rats.
Oh, I did have rats though growing up, so I do have to say I love a little mouse or two.
That was your first pet, rats.
But then we were so excited. So Chris had all this space because he owned this rental company and he needed space because he had grown and had tables, chairs, trucks, this, and that, and the other. So we moved our office into his. And then there was this really cool area inside of the warehouse that didn't have any windows, but it had this really cool sliding metal door and it opened into this little room.
You literally had to use your legs. Maybe that's what happened to your back. That was probably like the day
starting. The starting of it.
Oh my gosh. To open that door. Like, and then if it like.
It was huge metal barn sliding door. But then it
could actually crush someone.
Yeah.
And we were like.
Yeah. I remember it used to slam so hard and we would think it was going to fall apart.
Yeah. It was really scary.
But we literally. But we were so happy. But when we painted in there, we put IKEA lights in there. We got little desks. We had a little built out for all the library.
We had a split unit
because it was freezing because there was no windows and it was a cell block.
Even though that didn't work. But this felt like
we had an Hermes Birkin bag. Like to us, this was like as high as you get. We were so excited and we hired someone. We had our first hire. Now, I'm going to go into that.
Go ahead.
You guys.
Oh, wait. Wait, the one that... Oh, yeah.
Okay. Once again.
She only lasted 2 weeks.
We started this business from nothing. We realized that we needed to hire someone to help with money. We have a few clients. And at this time, we were putting everything on clients' credit cards as opposed to them paying us, which is what we do now. We hired this girl. Super sweet, came in for an interview. We loved her. She was great. And she started working for us. And within the first week, my husband starts hearing that she wants her boyfriend to come and work there. He needs some work. He's going to do some party rental stuff. He could be a laborer. So my husband's like, fine, okay, whatever, bring him in. So he comes in. Then he starts telling the story of how they met. And Chris looks at Christina and he's like, did you guys do a background check on this girl? And we're like, what do you mean a background check? Like, who does background checks? This little tiny girl. Like, she doesn't need a background check. She's like so sweet. She was so sweet.
She was so sweet.
Chris is like, yeah, there is no whatever her name is, showing up
on... She doesn't exist.
Yeah, she literally did not exist. So he's doing all this background. Finally, he finds out that she actually was arrested for larceny.
You know what larceny is? Money stealing.
Okay. Mind you, she's handling the money at our business. When I tell you I was scared for my actual life, we were crying, we were shaking, we were like, what the fuck do we do? We're gonna have to call the cops. She has all her clients' credit cards, she has all this information. Like, I don't think I've ever been that scared.
I remember meeting her on the street, and we were like,
all of our credit cards, give us everything that you own, and if we ever see a charge, we're coming for you. Like, yeah, we were so scared. So, yeah. So, ever since that happened,
we did our due diligence.
We do background checks on everybody.
Actually, we had Chris do, because Chris has like this, he has this
crazy
system.
Software.
He has this
software. Yeah, I think that's software. When I started maybe drinking alcohol, because I think I was so scared.
No, definitely not. It was when I entered the picture, and we were working in the dining room. We're like,
no, you guys, this was probably the worst thing that could ever happen. However, thank the Jesus above. No one's credit card was stolen. No money was wrongfully charged. And we were all good. And the girl never came back. So we were good. So after that, we did our due diligence. We actually did hire an amazing office manager who was totally clean and all the things. And we started, she was our first hire in the office. It was just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And it was like such an adventure. And then we continued to hire and whatnot. But as all of this was coming together and our business was growing, we started to open trade accounts. And when you have a trade account, most of these trade vendors will only deliver to a receiving warehouse. Now, so as you may not know, as a client, you get charged for the product, you get charged for the shipping, and then that shipping goes to the receiver. So the receiver has to then take it to your house. So then you get charged for that.
The white glove delivery.
And at this time, our clients were very conservative budgets, and they were not really able to...
I love how she says conservative.
Well, they were. They were conservative budgets, and gosh, we were thankful for that.
I know, we were so thankful.
Now, you know, it's a different story. Then was like, we hit the lottery with them.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful because these people actually took a huge chance on us and had us design their homes. But again, conservative budgets don't allow for all the fees. So my husband Chris was like, why just not hire me to be receiving? I'll receive the goods. We'll hold it here in the warehouse. And then since he has the trucks and the labor, he'll do the delivery. And mind you, charged us pennies, thank the Lord, because we were able to do this. But The stories that we have, I just want to tell some of the stories that we have. Like, let's get into the stories. Let's get into the fact that Chris and I cannot work together in many,
not for that.
Many of these well, homes.
He wanted to kill us, pretty much. Like, every time we were not organized.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Ever.
No.
Yeah. We actually didn't. We were our job, because he was charging, like, nothing, was to actually open the boxes
and
make sure nothing was broken. We never did that.
No, ever. We never did that. And we also never measured to make sure that things could actually fit up a staircase or a hallway or an elevator. So when Chris would get there and his guys would be there, they would be like, these fucking bitches, like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. We're just thinking over here, like, we know how to make a room look beautiful, and we're going to save our clients some money, and we're going to have Chris deal with it.
Yeah.
And he, like, you know, wanted, like, to murder us.
Typically, like, installation day is like, yay, I'm so excited. It's like, you know, coming to a close. Like, I can't wait to end this chapter. For us, we were like shitting our pants. We're like, it's installation day tomorrow. You know what that means?
Yeah.
No. Chris? No. Can we go over the schedule?
Yeah. No. So I'll never forget, though, one time Chris was helping us out, and he was our handyman, and he was hanging the artwork.
Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't want to listen to me and tell him where the height was.
And the so clients were
we,
there.
We were like, I was like, get it up. Just get the fucking art piece up and hang it right there. And he's like, you don't even know where it needs to be. You don't even know the size. You don't even know the height. And la, la, la. And I'm like, just get the fucking art right there. And the woman, our client, was like around the corner. And she probably was like, what is going on with those two?
That was like, I was like, oh, so Chris, don't. And I was like trying to like calm her down, because she was just like, I just want my picture from Home Goods hung.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait, let's talk about Home Goods for one second.
Okay, totally.
We're going to get back to the warehouse, but let's just talk about it for 1 second. When we started, we did not know of a single company to buy from except for Wayfair. Goods and Wayfair.
Wayfair and was like a big thing for us. We're like, we can get the stuff shipped.
Yeah, shipped. And then you have to put every single piece together like IKEA. You don't realize that. And then all the thing that, and then it's always missing a piece.
Oh my gosh.
Or something is always broken.
Of course.
So clients out there, you always think you're getting a deal. Not so much. Not to knock on Wayfair, but like not so much. We did do a commercial for Wayfair. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, we did. We should like.
Oh, they got a lot. Oh, that was great. Remember when I had to like pretend like I was sleeping and dreaming about the sofa or the chair or whatever it was?
Oh my God, that was so funny. It's so good. We have to definitely like reintroduce that because that's like,
that was before we used to get lip injections and Botox.
Yeah, totally. And then that was a client that literally we bought every single piece of furniture.
She was great. She was so fun.
She was fun.
And she took a huge chance at us. And that was our first big paying job. When we got that job, remember we were like bidding up against all these other designers that had been in the industry like way longer and way more professional than us.
Yeah.
But she like loved us and she took a huge chance. We did a really good job though. It was Wayfair. It was Home Goods, but we made it look super expensive. Anyways, going back to the warehouse. Okay, Christina, tell them the worst story ever about the warehouse.
I know where you're going. Okay, so Barrett took a little trippy poo to Bahamas.
Which I used to be able, we used to do that every year to go see my in-laws.
Yeah, they have a house there.
That was our one vacation because that was the only time Chris could get away.
Right.
It was a big deal. One vacation a year, we would go to the Bahamas. That was like our thing. And every time something happened.
Every time. And, you know, I don't want to bother her. And I tried not to. But this time it was, it was January, February. I mean, probably as cold as it is right now.
Yeah, it's probably snowing outside.
And I remember I was driving in the van. We had that van. We had the van at that time.
The Sprinter van. We had an amazing Sprinter van, and it had our logo on it. And we used to truck that around everywhere. I used to feel so cool doing that.
I thought we were like the coolest. Like that actually made us like legit. For sure.
Until one of our employees drove it, ran over a bunch of cars, like ran into a bunch of cars. And then the cops got called because someone called because the number's on the back of the van. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, that was not. That was not.
We didn't feel so cool having the van at that point.
Yeah, I
poor
know.
Girl. And I hit a bunch of cars.
I don't think we ever got even fixed. We were like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. One thing we learned there, never have anyone besides us drive any of our vehicles.
We were pretty good. And it was just so funny, like, watching Barrett, like, drive. And she probably thought it was so funny watching me because we were, like, these little girls. Like,
so, the Sprinter van is no joke.
It's no joke. And it has an echo. And it was just, like, loud. And it was just, it was a Sprinter van.
But at this point, we probably had a significant amount of product in the warehouse.
We had a lot.
We had been.
A lot.
This was, like.
This is pre-pallet.
Yeah.
So
the warehouse was full. It used to get filled.
So the warehouse.
We had like, I think that was like 5,000 square feet that we had.
Yeah. The warehouse, just so you guys know, had no temperature control except for our tiny little office, which still really had no temperature control. And it had a leaky roof. So every weekend, just so you guys know, like Barrett and I.
If it would rain, we would literally hustle over there. We'd get the shop vax, remember? We would fill it up.
Yes.
And then we'd have to run it out, empty it, come back, fill it up, empty it. That was so stressful.
But not anything compared to what happened when Barrett was in the Bahamas. So all of a sudden, our office manager is like, Christina, where are you? You need to get here right now. And I was like, what? And she's like, you have no idea. There is a crazy burst in the pipes and it's ship brown water. And I'm like, okay, I'm
everywhere,
around the corner.
Spewing.
I was like, okay, so you're calling me first, but why wouldn't you call the fire department? First of all, if it's like such catastrophic.
It was spewing. Like mud water.
It was crazy, you guys. Like, we actually
Christina calls me on the phone, and you would have thought that someone murdered her family.
Yeah.
You were screaming, crying. Our admin gets on the phone, and she's like, I'll talk to you, because you were literally having a mental breakdown. I'm stuck in Bahamas, where I'm not in Nassau, where you can just get on a plane and go back. Like, I'm, like, in the islands of the Bahamas, where you have to take a boat to another boat to a plane to another plane. Like, it takes, like, a whole day to get in and out. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck am I going to do?
There was a foot of water, a brown, dirty, disgusting, rust water on the ground.
You were sending pictures. The fire guys were there. The fire department was there. You were sending pictures, video. It's like up to your mid-shins. It was like mid-shins.
It was terrible. Terrible. And I'm like, I'm literally freaking out.
Thank God we did have insurance. No, we did have insurance. No, we had insurance at that point.
At that time?
Yes, we did. Because I remember being like, thank God we have fucking insurance. But how crazy enough though, nothing was damaged.
We did. God was on our side. I remember my hands were black. They looked like they were like frostbite.
I think that's like when we finally were like, you know what? Forget it. We're not doing this anymore. Even though it was all fun and games for 1 second. We were like, that's it. We're working with a receiving company. We can't do this anymore. Chris was stressed out. We were stressed out. We were like, we're done. We are done with this. And I feel like that was like towards the tail end of like us being a receiving company.
Yeah. And then COVID hit. And then you guys were pretty much living here.
Yeah.
I was in the city doing every – we still had furniture jobs.
Yeah.
And so Chris and I were like – and there was definitely some things on the furniture that we had to kind of like brush off with a toothbrush.
Yep.
Aimlessly. But we were like, oh, wait, we didn't notice that back in the day.
But those were the days though. And it's funny because like we think back now to like where we are. We have like this gorgeous, glamorous office. It's like 3,000 square feet, 16-foot ceilings. Like Venetian plaster in like different areas. Like every
custom wallpaper.
Every employee has their desk and their computers and all the things. They have a kitchen and a bathroom. And I mean, we're living in like luxury. And we think back and we're like, we used to like that to us was like
that was
luxury. It was. And like everyone that's with us today has really no idea like what we went through to get to where we are.
We had an iPhone back then because we had pictures to prove it.
And this is crazy. So we have a celebrity client of ours who we've been working with for 7 years, and we're so thankful for him. But he did come to that office for a presentation to that office that had no windows.
Did we clear the path of the trash?
Yeah.
The trash was...
Oh, yeah. We used to go out there. No, with our hands. No, and we used to clean up all that trash. It was so bad.
So we were on...
Oh, it was so bad.
So we were literally a full-on block. Like, in North Philly, like the entire block. So on the other side.
Yeah, they used to throw their trash on our side.
But it was the wind that got
But remember, they like, used to always throw their trash on our side.
Yeah, so the
And then that one woman across the street, whenever we would park, she'd scream and be like, that's my back, that's that. And we're like.
Remember that poor cat?
We used to feed the cat. And the amount of dogs that we rescued too and brought them in. There's a lot of photos of me holding dogs for sure. But anyways, going back, we did. We cleared the spot. He brought his Rolls Royce SUV, and my husband, Chris, watched that thing on – we had tons of cameras, like a hawk. But he was – our client was so cool. They actually, like, just hung out with us. No big deal.
Remember, I think we had we're like, okay, we have a cheese platter.
Yeah.
In our freezing cold. Just don't take your jacket off.
Because you guys, it's a little chilly even say how thankful we are for all these clients that, like, really, like, gave us our start.
I know. He could have
been they gave us our start.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're so professional, you guys. None of this shit happens anymore. But those people, like, really trusted in us.
Yeah, they do.
Forever thankful.
We are thankful. And we are thankful for every single one of our clients. But mostly we're thankful for what
the,
we actually...
The shit we went through. It literally taught us where we are today. And I feel like if we didn't go through all that craziness and have all those stories of the warehouse and stuff, like, where would we be? Like, things have never been handed to you and I.
No.
We've had to work really hard to get to where we are, and I think that's why our partnership has always worked so well, because, like, when someone says no to us, it's almost, like, the best thing because it makes everything happen.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, we'll be like, okay, you said no? Yeah, that's fine. We'll just figure it out on our own. We're going to make it happen. That's happened every single time in our lives.
Yeah.
And I think your life before meeting me and my life before meeting you was very in the same of that. Like, we always just made shit happen.
Yeah. There was like, no. It wasn't like, nothing really ever made us stop what we were doing. We were just like, oh, okay, so there's a different avenue. There has to be.
Yeah, so then let's talk after the warehouse and COVID happened. I moved here to Jersey and Christina was coming over the bridge, enjoying the White Claws. We gained about like 25 pounds.
So high noons didn't exist yet.
But White Claws did, and every flavor, and 24/7. But we literally were drinking White Claws. We were on the farm. We were
hanging out with the goats.
Gaining the poundage. Oh, we were just enjoying life, though.
Eating pizza.
We were literally taking the kids here. We were setting up tents. We were sleeping outside.
Yeah.
We were getting haircuts outside.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, it was so much fun. And then you got the itch to move. You know, at first,
we were scared shitless.
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we had clients and we had a team. And I'll never forget, you and I was in Landon's nursery. And you and I had a conversation. And I was like, Christina, we can't lose our team because they were amazing. And they were great at all the custom drawings. And we couldn't do any of that. And I was like, we can't lose the team. So until we know what's going on, we're not going to take a paycheck at all, you and I. And we're just going to keep paying our team. And that's what we did. Remember, we kept paying the team.
Which was the best decision we ever made.
It really was. Even though I was scared shitless because poor Chris's business was literally in the toilets. And we had just bought this house. So I was like, I honestly was like, the sacrifice was huge, but the reward was even larger. And thank the gods above that our business was only at a halt for maybe like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like people were going gangbusters. Like, they wanted to redo everything because our clients, they were stuck at home.
Because they were at home and they're like, oh my gosh, like all these clients.
And they weren't taking vacations. They weren't going to fancy dinners.
They weren't going to the office.
They weren't buying, like.
So they're not out of their house for 8 hours at a time. Like they're literally.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, we need a good home office. I feel like that's when we started designing a lot of home offices. Yeah.
But then I think like the kitchens also started to like evolve because everyone's like, oh my gosh, like I have to start cooking. Because there's no going out to restaurants anymore. So that's how it kind of like trickled up. And it was really good for us. And we were obviously so happy
and Zoom.
That we could make.
That's when Zoom started for us.
Yeah. So
we were doing like so many Zooms.
Yes. And
with goats jumping on me.
And like the whole Zoom thing is that's when people really started doing the injections. Because they saw their face for a long time. And they're like, oh my gosh. Hold on. I need a little.
Oh, lump. Yeah. Well, especially, I mean, it helps. It does help.
Yeah, because you're seeing you're not used to looking at your mug all day.
Fun fact, Christina and I go twice a year to get Botox and a little lip filler, and we do it together, and Christina holds a boob implant and squeezes it so hard that every time I'm afraid it's going to pop. And I get the injection sometimes with no numbing.
I know. He, like, tortures you, though. my hands are so blue, and I actually can't. They're clenched so hard. That can you sign my credit card? Because I can't even sign.
Oh, my God. But, like, seriously, thank God our business boomed during COVID. We were so scared. But it grew, and it grew fast. And because of Zoom, I think more people got comfortable hiring designers outside of local. And
that's
so we started traveling a ton. We were out in LA. We were in Chicago. We were up in New York. Like, our clientele was primarily based in Philly. And then during COVID, that's when all of a sudden, we were not primarily based anymore in Philly.
Right.
We were primarily based everywhere else. But that I think that's when it really gave these clients like the confidence. Like if you have a good team and they know what to technically do, like in the computer, you really don't have to be local. You just need to be there for certain times and your clients bring you there. But this is when things really started to evolve. Like it took us to a totally different level.
Yeah.
Before you moved, we got our space here in Morristown, not the one we're in now, but a smaller space. And so that was so cool too. We were so excited. So we moved everyone over there. And that was like the first taste of like, okay, things are changing now. We're evolving. We're real high luxury now. Like at this point, clients are spending. We're able to invest in our business. Like things were definitely changing. And we ended up moving our office to Morristown. And we had a huge team. Like, we had almost 10 people at that time.
Yeah.
And then Christina decided to get the itch to move here.
Where it's like, oh, I have a house for you. It's right next
I play
a
real
door.
Estate agent on the side. It's actually a hobby of mine.
You sent me some other homes, and they just didn't really work out. But the house next
Well, you got to see a few houses.
Yeah.
But I found that house for you.
Yeah.
And I played real estate agent.
You have to envision it. And I'm like, all I could see, I just built a house in Fishtown. I lived there a year and a half. It was 2.5 year build. And all the, you know, the fighting with like the township and the neighbors and the electric, like it was just battle after battle after battle. And I was so happy being in that house. And then when COVID hit, I definitely got the itch being in farmland.
Yeah. And it so was just we like, moved your ass over here.
Yeah.
You guys, just so you know, Christina and I live on the same street. We are catty corner from each other by like 2 acres. But so we already had the office here, and then she moved here, and our team was growing, our clientele was growing, everything was growing, and it was growing really, I think, a lot quicker than we ever could envision. So we ended up then moving again, and that's where we are now, to a space that was like double the size. And
but we should probably like talk about that space, because when we first, this is how we are as designers. When we first walked into that space, it was scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it was really blue.
Well, like I said, carpet. But it was 16-foot ceilings that they had dropped down to like 8-foot ceilings. So everything like, was lowered, everything was compartmentalized. Like there were hallways, different little offices. It was so dark. Every window was closed. Like you couldn't even see
through.
Yeah.
So
we went in there and bulldozed it all open. Yeah, we totally opened the whole
thing. Every single wall was literally taken down.
Well, I think for us, like
the staircase,
we needed to move, because as business owners and when you're starting from scratch, you start evolving. You realize, okay, I'm starting out at a dining table. Then I'm in a room where everyone's sitting at the same table, but it's an office. Then I get to another space where everyone's got their own desk, but we're still in an open space. And as business owners, like we're on the phone, we're talking money with clients. We're also having, you know, calls with clients, bringing them on, or just need our space where we can close the door. Even for like our reviews with our team and stuff, there was no like space that was designated to be separated from everyone. So that was like the next
one mention. So we did move to that office with the door, but we still don't have handles.
No, we don't. It's been like 3 years.
We're like, Nick, can you?
It's been 3 years. We still don't have hardware.
And we're like, literally.
But now we have an open space, but you and I have our office, and then we have a conference room. And that was like key. We needed that. We needed a space. But no, I mean, the evolution of White Doll and Vachetti has been
astronomical.
But quick. 10 years.
And quick, yeah.
This is only year 10.
Yeah.
I can't believe we are celebrating
our 10-year anniversary. So just so everyone knows, we definitely, and we announced it January 1st, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And something else that's really exciting that we are heavily involved in is custom. And as we've been evolving our business and our designs, we started evolving our capabilities in the office and hiring people. So as you know, Christina and I are not technically savvy. We're not trained designers. However, that's our first hires besides our admin. So we started hiring designers who have a degree, a background in design. They do all CAD. We don't touch CAD. We don't touch elevations. We don't touch renderings, nothing. They do all of that for us. And they truly bring our designs to life. So as we started to evolve in our business and our clients had more money, we started getting into custom designs. And custom became something really, really, really important to us. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the next episode. And with that, we also have a huge announcement. I mean, it's huge. Really huge. I mean, I'm so excited. Like, I can't wait for everybody to hear and know what's going on.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Catch us.